President Calvin Coolidge and his wife owned many dogs. Their favorite dogs were probably their four collies, Prudence Prim, Ruby Ruff, Bessie, and Rob Roy. Mrs. Coolidge once dressed up Prudence with bows and a hat for an event on the White House lawn. She also had her picture painted with Rob Roy beside her. The First Lady fed the collie candy to keep him still while the painter worked. The painting still hangs in the White House. Some people say that the Coolidges spoiled their dogs. At dinner, the president sometimes had extra plates set out for his prized collies. One dinner guest joked that he might have been fed faster if he had four legs and barked. Caption: The Coolidges pose with one of the family dogs. Any man who does not like dogs and want them about does not deserve to be in the White House. Calvin Coolidge. President Herbert Hoover was another big dog lover. His pets included an Irish wolfhound, an elkhound, and a collie. His best-known dog was a German shepherd named King Tut. Tut may have helped Hoover win the presidency. Herbert Hoover's advisors wanted voters to like him. They took a picture of Hoover standing with Tut, then sent the picture to thousands of voters. But some people misunderstood. Reporters wrote that it looked like both Hoover and his dog were begging for votes. King Tut was President Hoover's favorite dog. Some people say that life in the spotlight was bad for the dog. He became ill, and the president sent him away to get better. Leaving his master only made Tut sicker. The dog stopped eating and died. Caption: President Hoover and King Tut beg for votes.